Welcome to Prague Will Find a Way, your friendly neighborhood Praguecast. I'm Jonathan Block.
And I'm Jay Valade.
And we seem to do a monthly news episode, so here is our Prague news for June of 2024. We'll start with the Yes family, because there's a lot going on with it.
There's a lot going on. We've got Yes is touring over in Europe right now, or finishing up a tour, I'm not sure. But they're going to be touring over the summer with Deep Purple. Not the headliner. They will be second on the bill. But this is the Steve Howe version of Yes. And they're going, I don't know what kind of set they're going to be able to play, whether they're going to get a truncated set or what they're going to do. So
yeah, because
that will be interesting to see, because they're not the headliner.
I think in Europe they're calling it the something tales of something.
Yeah.
Who knows
what they're going to do. It might be like a greatest hits thing.
And well, given the audience.
All the extras. Yeah.
Right. Given the audiences.
Because this is mainly a Deep Purple tour.
Right. But is this the first time they've toured with Deep Purple?
They might have done some dates.
Because I know ELP, I think.
But yeah, I don't think they were like a big Purple Yes combo.
It's an interesting combo, yeah. But
I'm interested to see what happens. So I did get tickets, because I also got tickets to the other tour that is happening right now, which is John Anderson with the Band Geeks. So he and the Band Geeks are putting together a show. They're on tour right now, so I'm going to see them in a couple weeks when they make it through our area. Nice. Where they're playing classic Yes stuff, but also new stuff.
Yep.
From a new album they've just put together,
right?
And it's called True.
And you are purposely not listening to that, correct?
I was trying not to listen to, because there was stuff on YouTube from the first night, and I was like, right, well, I don't know if I want to hear their very first version of that song,
yeah,
from somebody's video, from somebody's phone, or whether I want to just wait to see it live myself, right, and then hear the studio recording.
Yeah.
Having said that, my introduction to Yes, classic Yes, was Yes Songs. So, you know, I heard the live stuff first for that. So, you know, I can't.
Okay.
So we'll see how that goes.
So they're playing three songs. One of them apparently was played over the loudspeaker, you know, over
A fourth song.
Oh, that's a fourth song.
Yeah.
Okay. County and Countries.
Or something like that. That plays in between their set.
Okay.
So they take an intermission.
Okay.
They play that song in the meantime.
I cannot name the song, so I don't know if they all have names. One of them we know is Shine or Shine On.
It's Shine On. I do have them here.
The one does stick out to me. It's a little longer. It does harken back to classic Yes, which obviously is kind of, it should, because they sound like
they do
classic.
Sound like them. Yes, absolutely.
The gentleman on guitar, you know, sounds more like Steve Howe than Steve Howe does these days. So
like Steve Howe used to.
Yeah, like Steve Howe used to in the 70s. It's definitely a bit of the glory days to an extent.
Yeah, there's three songs that they're playing. They're playing a song called Shine On, which they did put a snippet on their website or something. So this of the studio version.
Yeah.
They're playing a song called Thank God, which the reviews of that have been, it's a song that John wrote for his wife. So it's kind of a mellow sort of thing,
or
a little more sentimental. And then True Messenger is the last one.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's the long one.
It is. I think it's like 10 minutes long.
Yeah. So it goes through different moods. It's an interesting tune. But to your point, clearly listening to it from the first night in a YouTube recording, it was like, I'm sure it sounds better than this, you know? I
mean, yeah,
it's not like they were,
would sound bad necessarily.
But no, it's more like, oh, this probably sounds really good live.
Yeah.
It was more of that thing.
So, and they just, I don't think they've even announced it yet, but I just noticed that there's a date
to the tour.
Yeah, in the New York area for September.
Okay.
So they are apparently prolonging the tour, and a little bit larger venue than they're playing this time around. So
now the bad news, though, is that to get the number of new songs, they had to drop something, and it seems like they've dropped Gates of Delirium. So that's not to say they won't bring it back. I mean, they're doing the other two classics.
They're doing Close to the Edge, and they're doing Awaken.
Yeah,
so.
And I mean, I could I could envision lots of bands do that.
Yeah.
I mean, Crimson, when we saw Crimson, it was like, if you didn't see the song one night, you were probably going to hear it the next night.
Yeah.
So it just, the amount of work they had to put in because it was a great version of
previously.
Yeah, it just seems like a shame to just not do it.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, like John changes like the wind, right? And this tour could be done and that could be the end of it, right? Like that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You never know. I mean, he is going to be 80.
Well, there's that too. I didn't kind of want to say that. I wanted to more talk
No, but
about.
I mean, from the changes like the wind, if right. he still has a list of things he wants to do,
yeah,
he can't, you know.
Yeah. However, it looks like they're adding dates to the tour. So that's great. The people
cool.
are, going to come out and see him. The only other negative thing is, and I mean, everybody's universally panning the proposed cover for this new album.
Yes, I did. I did see that. And I was not a fan when I saw it. Not so much the picture, which is fine. I think that's right. kind of a fun picture of John, but, that it's the typeface that
treatment, it's everything else around it that, to be honest, will date it. Like it dates things. You can look at some things and
I don't know what it dates it as.
Well, if I fine line past, between past clever due, and stupid, but
past it's used by date.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah, but it's not out yet, so they have to have heard. I mean, there's no one. I've never seen anybody give a positive thumbs up about the cover. So,
right.
I mean, yes, it's about the music, but
yeah,
you know, so.
Well, and that's kind of weird though at the same time, because cover art isn't what it used to be anymore half the time. I mean, I don't know how many people actually buy the physical product.
And he couldn't get a Roger Dean cover, right? Like if Roger Dean's going to do,
he's in the yes camp.
He chose the yes camp. So
hopefully the music will speak for itself, and I won't.
Like I said, I mean, there's
I won't really care about the cover.
Yeah, and the one song. All right, let's keep going now. We got another huge announcement. I guess we kind of skipped it last time. We were having our Yes Fragile announcement box set watch. And
yes. And
we were off watch and it was announced.
We were off watch and they announced it.
They announced it, so.
Yes, so that was quicker than I expected.
Yes.
Because the Yes album came out, when was that?
Recently,
yeah,
and then
like
the live, they pulled the live thing out for Record Store Day.
And now Fragile's coming out.
Yeah.
Now, it's the same setup that you've got four CDs, a Blu-ray, and vinyl.
Yeah.
Gatefold sleeve, a booklet, the whole thing, right? Same idea. Already people online did a little video, and the image of the band that they used had Alan White in it.
Oh, gosh.
And they're like,
here we go,
come on, guys.
Is it the same? Like we only have photos from the 76 tour.
No, it's like the post Bruford,
right,
directly
yeah.
post Bruford.
Right.
But it was just kind of a funny thing because, I mean, people are like, not again.
What about unreleased material?
The unreleased material is interesting. I was hoping for more. I mean, they have the regular album. They have a remix album that Steve Wilson did a remix, but he said it was, you know, it's very similar to the one I did in like 2015
right.
or whatever it was.
Right.
He goes, there are
yeah.
subtle difference and
right.
they're more technical than Sonic probably.
Right.
And then there's instrumental mixes. There's
yeah.
some rarities. Most of the rarities were on the re-release,
right, the re-release
that they did previously with all the surround stuff.
Right.
But there are some new things. There's some new edits, a Heart of the Sunrise edit, a Long Distance Runaround edit. But then they've got a Long Distance Runaround alternate version, a song called The Dean,
right?
Which no one
knows what it is,
and so no one knows what it is.
Right.
But
and...
On one of the boards, one of the guys who's in charge from Rhino said, "Yes, that is an unreleased song."
Okay, it'll be interesting.
So it's only 3.5 minutes.
You're right. I mean, but is it about Roger Dean? You know, is this their Are You Ready Eddie kind of thing? No,
I would doubt it because this was his first album. They didn't have any real relationship with him.
I
think
it would
Roger
be interesting.
Dean, the story goes that Roger Dean was offered two bands and
he picked yes. Okay.
And Led Zeppelin might have been the other band, but
okay.
I don't know. But,
right.
They were in Hypnosis Land at that point, right?
Probably.
Or not yet. I'm not sure.
No, right. That would have been four, Led yeah. Zeppelin four-ish period.
Yeah.
So not
but,
yet.
So he picked yes and that's...
The rest is history.
The rest is history. So, but I don't know if they had a relationship with him
yeah.
yet.
Yeah. Well, it'd be interesting. I mean, so, you know, it's always good to kind of have a song come out of the
Yeah.
I like the format. I like the format of the Yes album box set. I didn't buy it, but they have it available on streaming. And so it's interesting to listen to all the versions in a row of, you know, the remix, the Steve Wilson, you know, then the just remastered of the original mix, and then the instrumentals, and then the, you know, I like that.
And then they have, of course, the
There are a song or two that's already available on streaming. Yes. I think it was
they did the long distance run. Now, if you, I don't know if you listen to it, you could. It's clearly a different take. It's not the same thing.
Correct.
And there's some new keyboard sounds in Long Distance Runaround.
Yep.
And the Fish is different.
Yep.
But you know, it's the same setup. It's just it's a different.
But that was You know, I mean, once they have the piece, it's a different take. You know, maybe it's take two as opposed to
whichever was released.
Yeah. Well, then they were
playing a different line.
Well, and every single take that they would have done would have had some differences in it. You know, it's obviously after 50 years, we're used to a specific thing.
You hear one sonic thing.
You're like, well, it's interesting too, because if you go back to the days of vinyl, right? And I remember specifically having albums that had like a scratch in it, you know? And like, you would then, after listening to that for years and years, when you went to
scratch.
And then when I went to CDs, and there was one that always sticks in my mind, which was Jethro Tull's Songs from the Wood. And there was a skip. There was like a skip between the end of Songs from the Wood and Jack and the Green.
Yeah.
And you'd hear a click. And it was always on the fourth click, it would go right into Jack of the Green, like, but a split second in the beginning would be gone. So, you know, you still hear that in your ears for years and years. Anyways.
So there will be the Atmos mix and the stereo mix and the stereo all that kind of stuff. But they
To the Atmos mix? Was there an Atmos mix of the Yes one?
Yes.
And is
I liked it.
Okay.
There's also some live stuff recorded at the Academy of Music in New York, February 72. And so it's Long Distance Runaround, Fish, Perpetual Change, and Yours is No Disgrace.
So that would be with Bruford.
Yes.
But the only new song we're getting of Bruford in great quality is Yours is No Disgrace, right? Because Perpetual Change and Long Distance Fish... songs was
which
that?
Allegedly are from like the night before,
but it's a different night. But my point being is that we're only getting one new per song
of Bruford in
good quality,
but a different version of
Is there any word about like that's just all they have, or don't know if they have more from that particular show?
I don't know, and given the fact that they are probably not the headliners, or if they are, it's a small place. And when you add this up, it's, you know, Long Distance Runaround, the Fish is 12 and a half minutes. Perpetual Change is 11 minutes. And Yours No Disgrace is 13 and a half. So, I mean, that's... Okay.
So,
that's,
yeah, they would have been playing...
40 minutes right there.
They would have been playing 30 to 40 minutes, because I think they definitely opened up for Crimson. I know that, and during that period, so...
Yeah, I just don't know whether when they... Because Fragile had just come out, but it was... doing good business.
Yeah.
So I don't know where they were on the pecking order of being able to headline at that point.
Right.
I could probably check Forgotten Yesterdays and see what was going on that tour, but I don't know. I think they probably did play other shows that they played more, because I think Roundabout would have been obviously a song that they played instead of older songs.
Right.
So...
All right. Do we know when that's coming out? Is it June?
That is coming out in a couple weeks.
Okay.
It is supposed to come out June 28th. So I am awaiting its arrival.
Just like the Talk Box, which we talked about last time, I believe.
I don't know if we talked about it.
I don't know. Give it a minute.
But the Talk has a 30th anniversary box, but it is not in the same format because it's not a Rhino release. That was originally put out on Victory Records. And so it has... I don't know, Cherry Red or somebody putting it out now.
Eric's last Cherry Red,
So that's a 4-CD set, and it's the regular album rarities and outtakes, and then a live show. So I'm interested. I'm excited to see that.
The show be good.
And it allegedly is coming in the mail today, but, you know.
Right, we're stretching this episode out as long as we can.
So if you hear the doorbell, that means we'll have an unboxing episode.
Exactly.
As well.
We'll do a little edit here and go on. All right, but let's move on from Yes. I mentioned Jethro Tull, so I'll just mention Bursting Out in the Air.
Yes.
classic live album from the Heavy Horses tour in 78 is coming out, an expanded version, extra songs from that date, songs from other days, things that have been released before, the Madison Square Garden excerpts from 78, which are out there. And then there's a video as well, I believe. So, you know, pretty good tour for Toll.
Yeah.
They could keep going, you know, like Steve Wilson's keeping going.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're either going to do Under Wraps or not, because there's nothing else in between now.
Right.
So it's interesting.
Did they do A?
They did A. Yeah, A's been out for a while. And then Broadsword and the Beast came out last year, and now they're going back and doing this. But everybody is still like, because there was a lot of material.
It's Under Wraps and then like Rock Island?
No. Crest
of a Nave.
Crest of a Nave, then Rock Island. Yeah. I could see them going to
Crest of a Nave.
Yeah, Crest of a Nave was a good album. I could see them going into that one, but who knows? You know, we're getting to the end there. Just quickly, because we talked about David Gilmour. He has since announced tour dates, not a lot of dates, but he's in between September and November of this year. He'll be in Europe, then London, then the U.S. He's only like in the U.S. He's only playing like a few dates in New York, Madison Square Garden, and then it's Madison Square Garden, and then he's playing dates out west. So he's definitely doing it on his own terms.
I listened to his new song.
Yes,
and I actually liked it.
Yeah,
initially when it came on, I was like, it's kind of slow. It's kind of reminding me of that Roger Waters thing, the way he's singing it, because he's singing in the.
I know.
And then it kicks in, and so I was like, all right.
And for all the Yanks, there's a nice guitar solo in there too. So. Cruise to the Edge. The dates were announced for next April, and at least the headliners were announced. You're going to have Rick Wakeman.
Yeah, I saw Rick Wakeman was
Rick
there.
IQ, which is actually a pretty big deal. Hackett, Steve Hackett.
Pure Reason Revolution is playing with him. I don't know if you know them, but I really like.
Yeah,
them.
Yeah. Their stuff is really, really good.
Particularly their first album.
Yeah.
I think that's a fantastic album. I really love it. But I don't think they've ever toured the States. I would love it if they could.
I don't think so. They should come and play in Norwalk. Like we're getting. I'm only saying that because in the New York area, like we're getting prog bands in these weird venues. It's interesting. They're just kind of popping up. Also, Big Train again. Riverside, Haken.
Yeah.
Or Haken. Is it Haken or Haken? It's Haken. We need Tim. Anyways, we'll do a preview episode before it, so Tim can talk to us about the whole prep and his, you know, we can hear about
what he's going to watch and what he's going to skip.
Right.
Fripp and Singleton are going to be there, I thought I saw.
Seriously? During the talk.
I thought I saw something about that.
I can't see him on a boat. Like, there's nowhere to escape to.
I know. Well, I had it pulled up. I don't know where it went.
Tim can also tell us any trials and tribulations of signing up for the gold. Is it the gold circle or platinum circle? I mean, he may already be signed up for all we know.
Oh, I know where it was. I think it was on Facebook.
All right. Well, while you're doing that, I'll keep going here. Although I'm going to skip the Marillion weekends because you got to talk about that. Yeah. So Beat update, more and more tour dates. The only thing I want to talk about, because we talked a lot about Beat, that's the Adrian Ballou project. Hold on. What do we got here?
Please welcome what will be a great event and interaction with Robert Fripp and David Singleton on board Cruise to the Edge 2025.
That's just blowing my mind.
Yeah.
I don't know how that's going to work. What do I know? I'm just going to stop saying anything. Anyways, that's cool. Back to Beat. So that's the Adrian Ballou, King Crimson,
Steve
80s
Vai,
project. Yeah.
Tony Levin.
Anyways,
happy birthday, Tony Levin.
Happy birthday, Tony Levin, recently, by the time this video comes out. They've been moving some of the shows to bigger places.
Oh, they have?
Yeah. So apparently it's been selling a lot better than they thought it would. And there's a number of shows that are being moved to bigger places or different announcements. So
where were they in New York? Were they at the Beacon or something? And it sold out like immediately.
Yeah. A lot of shows sold out. They didn't know what to expect. You know, I mean, that's understandable. And boom, you know, the bad news is we're not going to get them here. Like they're not going to come near us.
If they come to New York, would they bump it up to something?
Yeah, I haven't looked at the dates recently. I'm basing this more on chatter online where people were talking about it was supposed to be at this venue and then they changed it. Why? And it's good news because a lot of times that's bad news.
Yeah.
They underestimated the level of interest. And I don't think,
how does that work if you got tickets? And well, you got seats.
That I don't know. A lot of times I've had tickets for venues that move and they kind of try to
give you
map
something
them
close.
Over as, yeah. as close as they can, but they always give you an out. You know, you can yeah. trade it in for a different ticket or whatever. So okay. I don't know how that's going to work. But they, I mean, it's interesting, understandable. From my gut reaction to that is that they were looking it through the Adrian Belew trio stick men lens.
Yeah.
Not, and they didn't, whoops, sorry. They didn't have the Steve Vai factor in there. And I don't say that. I only say that because.
Or the Tool factor.
Or the Tool factor. But the Steve, I mean, Steve is a solo artist in his own right and can pull in, probably pulls in more people than Adrian and Stickmen do. So they probably were just testing the waters and, you know, because I don't know. Like, I wouldn't go see him because I want to hear that music. I mean, I heard that music then from the band. It's more like, I want to hear what Steve Vai sounds like, you know, not like, oh, I want to hear, you know, the music part of it. I'm sure it'll be cool, but it's going
to
be, it's going
to
be interesting.
To hear that stuff live again, though. Like when we went to that Security Project thing.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's very cool. Yeah, we saw Security Project with Happy Roads. A couple more things, and I want to turn it over to Jay for the Marillion Weekend. Oh. Also, Prague Day. It's not just Prague Day is a festival.
Yes, I was looking that up, but it looks like it was announced, but it doesn't have any information.
Yeah, I don't think they've announced anything yet. Although it's coming up in August, so who knows? Some of these festivals that they don't happen every year. I just want to do a quick rest in peace to Doug Engel, who was the man behind Iron Butterfly, at least for me, and I know a lot of other people from my generation. If you were listening to the radio, you know, even if you were hearing cool stuff, it was still 3, 4, 5 minute songs.
Yeah.
And then there was this Inagata De Vida out there, and a lot of people had that album just because it was a sidelong thing. And then you put it on and it was, granted, it's more on the psychedelia side, but still in that time period, it was pretty revolutionary. And there's further Prague connection with John Anderson, right?
He produced one of their albums, right?
They did. I thought they.
And they toured together.
Right. And I thought they wrote a song together. Yeah, is it Science or something?
Oh, he didn't produce it. He might have.
They co-wrote a song. Badger and Badger toured with him, right?
Yeah,
I don't think Iron Butterfly. No, there's a song on one of their later albums. It was 71 or 72, and there's a co-written song. It's like Sun and Something, or I should have been more prepared.
Because they did tour with toured with them
with Iron Butterfly very early. Definitely. Well, they would have both been on Atlantic and whatnot. Okay, anyways, just rest in peace for him. And if you're into the Neo Prague Palace, PALLAS is one of those bands from that era. And they're collecting all their stuff, all their albums, and BBC stuff and some live stuff onto a 6-CD, 1 Blu-ray box set called Eyes in the Night. And it's coming out at the end of June.
That's cool.
Yeah. So Marillion Weekends were announced.
Yeah, so they have announced Marillion Weekends for next year. They're doing Port Zealand again, and that is a 4-night event, which they put tickets for sale already. They've got Montreal again. That's a 3-night event. Paris, Girona.
It's
in Italy someplace. Italy,
yeah.
Padua, Leicester, Oslo, Berlin. So they're doing a whole bunch of them, but most of them are 2-night events. Or a 3rd night, which is a quote-unquote party or something.
So this is like a tour. This is a tour.
It is like a tour.
Is it going in like an order where they're going from one place to another?
No.
Or is there times between?
It starts in March and ends in June.
No new album on the horizon? Do you
there
think
is a
they're...
new album on the horizon, I believe.
Will it be ready by then?
Not that I know of.
I only say all this because it's
they're
like...
They're kind of funny because they're like, we're working on it, and in a...
But by booking all this, they either, you know, they're almost saying in 2025, this is what we're doing kind of thing? Or you think, I mean, it's cool. Yeah.
But I think that the Montreal one is a... Which would be the North American one that we would be... attending if we go is a two nights of Marillion and 1 night of something else.
Really?
Because they said that we can't do this 3-night thing in a row anymore. We're too old.
So is that just for Montreal or
No,
everywhere?
the other ones are, some of them are only 2 nights.
Oh, okay. So why are they doing 3 nights? Because they
Because
came
they're
over.
coming all the
Oh,
way over,
okay.
and so they're
So
doing
what's the
something.
guy? You don't
It
know.
does
So could be like solo.
more details to
So it could be a
follow.
Steve Rothery,
Or it could be
H or.
Marillion adjacent stuff. It
Okay.
could be just that they open up the venue and they
Right.
have like,
Vendors and stuff.
Q&As
Right.
or
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They
whatever.
could do
Yeah,
that
I
kind of
have no
stuff.
idea.
Yeah.
I'm spitballing.
You're spitballing here. Okay. But you spoke in the future tense. So you don't have tickets yet, or they haven't gone on sale?
More details to
Oh,
follow
okay.
is
They're
what the
just
only thing.
save
The
the
only one that's
dates.
on sale, Port Zealand is on sale, and I believe Girona.
Okay.
I don't even
But
know if that's
you're
how
not
you
going to
say it.
any of these, right? You're
I would
just
go to
going.
and Leicester.
Okay.
I would go to the Montreal one,
Okay.
but we know the dates, so the Airbnb is
Okay. If that's all
getting
reserved,
booked.
nice. The whole family going again?
No,
No,
I don't
it's
think
a
so.
one-time only
Somebody will
event.
be here watching the dog.
Dogs, there you go. Okay, well, that sounds great. So mark the dates and
Yeah, so
keep an eye out.
the Montreal one is March 28th to the 30th, 28,
All
2025.
right, great.
So, fun times.
Right. Any other news?
I don't think so. That Yes Box coming out of the blue
Yeah.
was kind of neat, and then the extension on the Band Geeks tour is a those were my big news.
Yeah, I mean, other than obviously people dying,
Yes.
it's actually a pretty positive kind of state
Oh
in the
yeah.
prog world right now with everything, all these new things being announced, and
And it did.
bands are thriving right now.
Yeah, and as we were saying before about like these bands just showing up at our local venues
Yep.
who are international but smaller name recognition. Even the one of the local venues was having a band came through. They do a bunch of covered gigs as well as their own stuff, and they did a night of Prague. So I mean,
Wow.
it's you
Yeah.
know,
It's
there's
great
got
to
to be some
see.
sort of draw.
It's great to see. Well, it's a big tent now, right? We talked about that
Yeah.
last time where when we were growing up, it was pretty narrow.
Yeah.
And it's a big tent now. And speaking of big tents, actually, thanks everybody for listening, for watching. Tune into our next episode. We'll actually be talking about the Decemberists.
Yes, we will.
So that should be an interesting episode.
Yeah.
So Prague will find a way.
If you want it to.